Today is Thursday, the 14th of August, the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe, in the 19th week of Ordinary Time.
From dust we are, and shall return. And shall return naked we came, and shall return, and shall return. No eye has seen, no ear has heard how you make beauty with time. So teach us your ways, teach us to die, so we may rise.
Julia Shaw with We Are Bread and Wine sings God is with us. Today's reading is from the book of Joshua.
The Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, so that they may know that I will be with you as I was with Moses. You are the one who shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan." Joshua then said to the Israelites, "Draw near and hear the words of the Lord your God." Joshua said, "By this you shall know that among you is the living God, who without fail will drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is going to pass before you into the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan flowing from above shall be cut off. They shall stand in a single heap. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of the harvest. So when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the edge of the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. When those flowing towards the Sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off, then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan."
Today is the feast of Maximilian Kolbe. During World War II, Kobe trusted God's promises and gave his life for a fellow prisoner, becoming a sign of Christ's love in the valley of death. His faith may be an invitation to step forward in your own life with trust that God is already parting the waters ahead of you. Perhaps place yourself on the banks of the Jordan River. Feel the heat of the day. See the tired crowd around you. Tired, dusty, but hopeful. The priests lift the Ark of the Covenant and step toward the water. Watch as the river stops. The waters rise and the ground dries beneath their feet. What is your response? I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel. God exalts Joshua to lead his people. Reflect on a time when you felt entrusted with influence or responsibility. How did you respond? As soon as the priest's feet touch the edge, the miracle begins only as they step into the water. Only faith can move what seems impossible. Is there somewhere that God is calling you to before you can imagine the outcome? As you listen again, reflect on how God makes a way through what seems impossible. Ask for the grace to walk faithfully, trusting in God.
Joshua said, "By this you shall know that among you is the living God, who without fail will drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is going to pass before you into the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the waters of the Jordan flowing from above shall be cut off. They shall stand in a single heap. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of the harvest. So when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the edge of the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, when those flowing towards the Sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan.
Share a time of prayer with Jesus, one who also stepped into chaos, sharing your own words, thoughts, and feelings. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.